FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Mike's chair. All I can do. Thank you. Good morning. It's 7:21.
Clouds and drizzle today with a high of 55. Tonight, clouds and showers 49. Now, our Friday starts out cloudy with some showers, but by afternoon, it will be sunny and breezy with 65 for the high. I'll take that for a Friday in March. Mostly sunny, high of 52 for your Saturday. Sunday's looking partly cloudy, high of 49. And it's going to be, it's currently cloudy and 42.
Our friends Ken, Tim, and Doug are with us from Promise Players. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see y'all. Ken Hess is here. And Ken, Promise Players is doing Smoke on the Mountain. And you told me there's like 27 songs.
That is right.
In the show. It's a big musical.
That's right.
Do you have a favorite of those 27?
Probably it would be Jesus Is Mine. It's a Southern Gospel Quartet style song.
Okay.
Years ago, I used to sing with the Gospel Quartet. So this brings back some memories of that time. I normally sing tenor, but this show I'm singing bass.
Nice.
So it's fun to sing a different part.
And your character is singing during that song?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. All the music that we're doing, it's a lot of fun.
So doing a quartet like that takes a lot of practice. Have you guys been able to practice separate from the rest of the group to do that song?
No, not really. Well, we have some separate practices almost each week.
Yeah.
Just to get the music for all the music, not just that song.
Yeah.
Because it's so much and it's so much to memorize.
Yeah.
But we do have some special times that we do practice.
That's awesome. Right. Now tell us about when folks can come out to Smoke on the Water.
It starts on March 20th, which is next week Friday. And then Saturday we have two shows on the 21st, one matinee and then the one in the evening, and then Sunday a matinee. And then the following weekend, starting with Thursday, the 26th, we have a show on Thursday, Friday, and two on Saturday, and again Sunday afternoon on the 29th.
And they're all happening at Lampeter Church of the Brethren.
All happening Lampeter Church of the Brethren.
Yeah, that's very right. Cool. Folks can get tickets at lamp.com/promise-players or go to Eventbrite and just type in the Promise Players or Smoke on the Mountain. You could find all the info right there. And today, Doug Hostetter is with us as well. Good morning again to you, Doug.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Now, this is your first time doing a show with Promise Players, and so you're getting to see a lot of how they put it together, a lot of behind the scenes. Tell us a little bit about your experience this
time. Yeah, it's been a great experience, but certainly been a learning experience for sure. I had no idea. I mean, you know, back in high school, did a play or two, right? But this is kind of a step up from that for sure. And so I really had no idea what to expect, and it's been a fantastic experience in seeing how this kind of builds, right? From the start, where you're practicing kind of in a room that doesn't really look like much other than a room. And then you kind of go from there and how you block a production like this and do it in sections and then start to add in the music and eventually you're off book. And it's pretty incredible, pretty intense. And like I said, I mean, a lot of learning from me and really to kind of see what goes into putting on a production like this, all the behind the scenes folks.
Right.
We have a fantastic director, Doreen Creighton, and then our stage manager, Anna Brenneman. And you know, it's great having that team. And, you know, we had our first rehearsal, I guess, this week, where we had the fellow who does all the sound. So we were using our mics, the lighting, and the stage. Now, you know, this is my first experience. From what I understand, the stage is kind of in a different setting this year, in terms of being, rather than being more of a straight on, it's more in the corner. Which is different. I'm hearing for the Promise Players, and we've had that experience of seeing what it's like to now be on the stage, and that allows us to have more seating as well, so we can fit more in the audience.
It's interesting, Doug, how this mirrors our guest from Monday, which was Sight and Sound. They're doing Queen Esther, and Queen Esther herself was here. She was saying, "Well, you get on the stage, you do it, and then you do it with the lights, and then you do it with the sets, and then you do it with the costumes." Yeah. And she said, "By the time they had added everything together, she said there was actually tears in her eyes just because you know you're actually experiencing the whole thing."
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Well,
so glad that you're getting to be a part of the show this year. Tim Strasser is with us. Tim's been involved with Promise Players for many years as an actor, a director, a board member, lots of different things. And I understand, in addition to Smoke on the Water, you guys are having another event coming up a little bit later on this spring.
Right. This is actually our 25th season, and we have never really had a fundraiser for the Promise Players. The fundraising always went to the charities that we served. And so we have had, there's a few different things with mics that we have to change. Particularly churches, there's some things that have come out with laws that we have to make some changes. And so that, of course, is expense for us. And also our lights are about 20 years old. And so we need to make some changes. And so we're really looking at, you know, in the thousands, you know, to be able to make some changes. So anyway, we have a fundraiser that we have put together for May for the Promise Players. It's May 15th at 6 p.m. and May 16th at 12 o'clock and 6 p.m. And it's going to be a dinner and a show.
Ah,
and it's a mystery dinner.
Fun.
It's called The Case of the Duplicate Date Nut Loaf. So it sounds very serious.
Yes!
Sounds very serious.
Very serious.
Very.
Yes. And it's, of course, at Lampeter Church of the Brethren again. And we have their, they have their all-purpose room is where it's going to be located, where they have our kitchen. And we also will have a silent auction at that time and be able to help in that way as well. You can also sponsor a table ahead of time for a certain amount. If you go online, you can register for that or call the church. And you can bring your friends. And the setup is that there is not a charge to come. There will be envelopes there, and you can donate what you would like. There's going to be turkey and chicken and all the fixings and some good meal. And also every silent auction will be for every single night.
Yeah.
And there will be a date nut loaf from the Strasburg bakery.
Whoa.
That you will be able to auction off and take home yourself.
Yeah. May 15th and 16th is this fundraiser. It's a show and food, and sounds like a lot of fun. A great way to support an organization that has supported so many organizations throughout our area. And that's May 15th at 16th. Visit online, lampcob.com/promise-players. Right. Also, Smoke on the Water coming up March 20th through the 22nd, 26th through the 29th. Get your tickets for that, because that sells out quickly, right?
It does, yes. Yeah.
Now, usually those seats are reserved ahead of time.
Right.
Yeah, so you'll want to do that as well. And this year, all the proceeds benefit the Support for Prison Ministries. Check it out online, lampcob.com/promise-players. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Great. Thank you very much.
Wonderful to have you here. Back to the music with Unspoken. You've always been.